This is the P-Cubed Podcast featuring Peter,
Peter,
and Paul.
This week's podcast is brought to you by IBC Root Beer. Daddy, can I have an IBC Root Beer? Anyways, on today's podcast, we'll be talking about soda, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll also be talking about the names Peter, Beulah, and Yolanda. And then to round it all off, we will be talking about
Peter Laws,
which will be a weekly segment brought to you by Culver's. Taste how much we care.
Bitches.
Exactly. This segment of Soda Talk will be featuring Coca-Cola.
Good.
Bitches.
Now, Coca-Cola.
Before we start, we've got to establish Paul's speaking law for the week. This week, he can only do and bitches.
Okay, now that we have finished that, Coca-Cola is the best soda of all time.
True.
Agreed.
Now.
He broke the speaking law.
Who live alone tomorrow?
Pink belly time.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Obey the law.
Lord's fucking name.
Obey the law. Obey the law.
Ow. That's it.
Obey the law. Obey the law.
Here we go.
Alright, guys, now that Paul has a pink belly and a mildly sporadically Pepsi'd on lap, let's go on to Pepsi's counterpart, Coke.
Why?
Because Coke is better. Peter, your thoughts first.
It's got a classic taste that's just a tradition of America. It's been going now for about 70 years. Yeah, it's about 70 years. In fact, if you go to Target, which is the devil. It's Satan's work, by the way. At any rate, though, you gotta go with it, because they have commemorative bottles out right now that say Coke, celebrating 70 years, and they've got that cute little polar bear. Just touching. At any rate, though, Coke, classic, good.
Not to mention, they used to have cocaine. They were centuries ahead of their time, if they could see what's going on now. Cocaine, it's what's for dinner.
Now, you see, my thoughts on this product are, I just happen to like Coke in my soda. It's just fun to get high while you're drinking a Coke, okay?
But
now,
not really. We are a drug-free podcast.
We are now lifting the Paul speaking law, so Paul can say whatever he wishes about the current name.
Tampons.
Okay, now that we have talked about Yolanda a little, let's go on to Peter's thoughts real fast.
Yolanda is just a gutter name. I mean, it's like being named Billy Ray and still being called a girl. Yolanda is just a horrible name for a horrible person. If you're named Yolanda, you're going to hell. Simple as that. It's what the Puritans called predestination. There's your religious talk of the week also.
I just don't like the letter Y in my names.
Now, when we hear the name Yolanda, many things come to mind. Fried chicken, grape soda, and also a fat black woman in a pink jumpsuit jogging to the 7-Eleven, stopping at the cheese thing and go, "Hey, Ackman! Cheese is out!" Do you see that skinny bitch on the newspaper? I'll tell you what, I'd be skinny if I had a personal trainer, and I'd just be sitting there going, "Oh my Jesus, Lord Albrecht sucks." Anyway, so I think it's safe to say that that you will never see a white person Yale graduate called Yolanda.
Our next name topic will be Beulah. Now, if Yolanda was bad. Okay, we're gonna turn this into kind of a metaphysical concept here. Yolanda is purgatory. Simply put, Beulah is hell.
Oh, hell now.
Truly evil.
Satan's work, in other terms. Just had a nice sip of Coke there. And now, okay, back to Beulah. What type of moron would name their crack baby Beulah? Because that's the only person who could possibly name Beulah. It's a crack baby. Pure and simple. Either that, or a syphilis baby. You don't hear many of those, because they usually die in childbirth.
Heck,
even aborted fetuses should not be named Beulah. It's just that bad. Okay, now we're going to go...
They should all be named Josh Albrecht.
Now we're going to go over to Peter's thoughts on the name Beulah right now.
Beulah. When I think of the name Beulah, I think of pretty much Haley Sanfilippo. You just find a picture somewhere on the internet. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's haunting my dreams. But here's what you do. You add about 150 pounds, some cheese fries, and... And
cheese fries.
Oh yeah, and a Hershey bar. And that's just pretty much my thoughts on Beulah.
And now, time for Paul's thoughts on the name Beulah. Thank you, Anthony. Anyway, my thoughts...
Who is Anthony?
There's no Anthony, this is P3 Podcast with
that's
Peter.
And Paul.
Now, where did Anthony go? Who's Anthony?
We'll discuss that on our next podcast.
Anthony
back
is...
to Beulah.
Alright, well, Beulah. When I think of Beulah, I hearken back to the days of Greek yore, when Hercules had a bitch girlfriend named Beulah. That's where the word come from. So when you hear someone named Beulah, that's Greek for a Hercules bitch-ass girlfriend.
And now, on to Peter. The best name in the world. Again, to go with the whole metaphysical concept, Yolanda equals purgatory. Beulah equals hell. Peter equals the divine states of Nirvana, heaven, and Valhalla.
And
all put together.
Cheese.
Don't forget the cheesecake.
And you and you throw up a nice chunk of cheesecake. Again, to kind of go with the whole heaven-hell concept, if you go to hell, your name is changed to Beulah. If you go to heaven, everybody is named Peter. Not just because the Peters get in, which they do, but because heaven is the concept of being named Peter. So, heaven on earth, Peter. Jesus come again, they were talking about Peters. Heck, Peter the Great was named after me, Peter Olson. Look me up. Everyone in Wisconsin, roll on over. At any rate, though, Peter, Peter, Peter. An orgasm for the tongue.
The name Peter comes from Captain Onage. Which, by the way, is an insult to anyone named Peter. If you call them Captain Onage, they may just end up killing you. It's just a known fact of man, okay? Now, the name Peter does come from a sweet, awesome candy. Commonly referred to as... Is this a dial? Okay. I come from a sweet candy. It's beautiful. Someone date me, please. I'm single.
Seeing as I'm the only person not named Peter here, I have to say that my comment on the name Peter is unbiased. So I'll just go for it as I say. If I changed my name to Peter, I would get way many more girlfriends than I would now as plain old Paul.
Considering you have none.
Well, seeing as I have plenty of lady friends as it is, a shout out to Amy, Haley, awesome Rebecca, awesome Caitlin, Abby, Amanda, and a bunch of others. I can't really remember your names, so I'll just call you Thing 1, Thing 2, Thing 3, and Thing 4.
Stop making up names for the teddy bears in your bed.
Shut up. Well, anyway, the name Peter is... As they said before, a combined name of Nirvana, Heaven, and Valhalla. They forgot Chuck E. Cheese, first and foremost. And I must say that Peter is a biblical name, which, roughly translated, Peter does mean Peter the Wang of our church.
Actually, the more scholastically accepted translation of Peter is Rock, not Wang of our church.
Woo,
just for
wanging now.
I had to say that for posterity's sake and for scientific/anthropological accuracy.
Guys,
and
Peter.
We all rock.
Alright, Peter Law number 2. There is no Peter Law number 1. Peter Law number 3. Peter Law number 2 kicks so much ass, but must add awesome, cool, and overall awesome. Also, Peter Law number 4 by Peter.
Peter Law number 4. Having a son named Peter genetically alters the parents of said son Peter for the better, such as the ability to discern water from any other type of water, the ability to drink Diet Coke from McDonald's.
Infinitely, might I add.
Infinitely. Infinitely. And also, such other things as Spider-Man-like abilities, including a sense of danger, a sense of style, and a sense of awesomeness.
You can also run in circles without getting dizzy.
True dat.
And finally, the last Peter Law of this week, of today, Peter Law number 5. To make sure you do not slip on the ice this winter, legally change your name to Peter. Therefore, you will never slip on the ice. However, make sure your last name isn't Olson or you'll slip around like a goddamn retarded mountain goat. So, remember, icy streets means legally changing your name to Peter without the Olson.
And one quick amendment to that last law. We're instigating a new insurance policy called Peter 101 that allows you to actually change your name to Peter to avoid any and all forms of accidents. Heck, the ability of the name Peter actually reaches back in time and erases accidents that already happened and the ones that are yet to happen. So, roll with Peter.
Also, another amendment to the amendment, never, under any circumstances whatsoever, change your name to Paul during icy weather, or else you will become a giant, bigoted asshole walking around saying, oh yeah, I never tripped Surefoot as a mountain goat, but as soon as you say that, you will fall and break your hip.
Also, you got a goofy-looking fedora that looks like it came off a dead clown.
Hey, I stole this from a dead hobo!
Just as a note, that amendment was to the amendment on Peter Law number 4.
No, it was actually number 5.
Oh, I'm sorry, number 5, but since I have Peter insurance and I am named Peter, that mistake is gone.
I have a fedora.
Okay, and just to let you all know that this podcast was brought to you by IBC Root Beer.
Daddy, can I have an IBC Root Beer?